USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A suspect is in custody after ambushing two New York City police officers, one Saturday night and again on Sunday morning. The first was a shooting toward officers in their patrol van. Then, according to Police Commissioner Dermot Shea,
just before 8 o'clock this morning, less than 12 hours from being here last night, a man walked into the 41st Precinct Station House on Longwood Avenue here in the Bronx. He immediately pulls out a gun and fires multiple rounds towards the desk area.
A lieutenant was hit in the arm. Both men are expected to make a full recovery. In China, the death toll from the coronavirus is now over 900. And there are now 40,000 confirmed cases in China. 14 Americans have contracted the disease here in the United States. This is USA Radio News.
Hi everyone, Wayne Alarouche. Listen carefully to another great offer on one of the most sought-after assets on earth. The world of political turmoil just gets crazier and crazier. Impeachment hearings, China trade wars, Fed money pumping, which are creating bubbles that could burst any day now. With one exception, gold and silver, which are currently undervalued and have excellent growth potential in 2020. So here's another irresistible offer to help you cash in on asset protection while you still can. My sponsor, Swiss America, is willing to ship my listeners another popular silver coin, the U.S. Peace Dollar, for just $16.50 each delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. Visit exclusive offer to my listeners by calling 800-289-2646. Write it down. 800-289-2646. Get your supply of silver U.S. Peace Dollars for just $16.50 each delivered. 800-289-2646 or go to SwissAmerica.com.
New results from the Iowa Democratic Party show Pete Buttigieg winning 14 delegates in Monday's caucuses. Bernie Sanders is second with 12 and Elizabeth Warren has 8. But the results are not concrete yet. The candidates have until noon Central Time on Monday to ask for a re-canvass. The price of gas has dropped the past 2 weeks, with regular now down to $2.53 a gallon nationally. Industry analyst Trilby Lundberg says the coronavirus is impacting oil prices.
OPEC is quite concerned that falling oil prices greatly risk their livelihood, and the ministerial guiding committee influencing their plans wants to see a production cut of another 600,000 barrels per day, but the key collaborator, Russia, has not agreed to such a deep cut.
The most expensive gas in the country is in San Francisco. You're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians and public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
It was a close call for some Republican Party volunteers manning a tent in Florida at a Walmart parking lot late on Saturday. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
Witnesses say a young man drove a van right into the Republican Party tent. He's described as a white man in his early 20s. They say he pulled up to the tent where the party volunteers were registering people to vote and then drove right through the tent. Volunteers couldn't believe it.
I thought he was going to slow down, but he didn't. He gunned his engine and headed straight.
We're all Americans. This is America. When did violence become the answer just because I don't agree with you?
Luckily, no one was injured, and police say it's unclear if the incident was politically motivated. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
There's a new number one at the box office this weekend, Birds of Prey, and the fantabulous emancipation of one Harley Quinn is the number one movie. It brought in $33 million. Number two, Bad Boys for Life with Will Smith and Martin Lawrence, bringing in $12 million. Number three, 1917, bringing in $9 million. Doolittle with Robert Downey Jr. and Antonio Banderas is at number four with $6.7 million. And number five, Jumanji The Next Level, bringing in $5 million. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.